Thank you very much. I'm going to start off with a couple years ago, my wife decided to take me to go have dancing lessons. I learned to hitchhike. Something like that. But anyhow. But after we got out of line dancing, we decided to go and take salsa lessons. And was I ever so glad to take that after Ricky Martin showed up. Now I know what he's all about. And I'm going to read my salsa poem. It's you know, taking that line dance, I thought I was at a senior citizen's home, you know, kind of like recreation after dinner. The half-hour salsa lesson. In time, I'll be that old man in a white belt, the three buttons of my Hawaiian shirt undone, gold jewelry jingling. I'm taking my first salsa lesson, my teacher padding about in kung fu slippers. Relax, she tells me, but I can't do that, I think to myself. To relax means that my face sags, my belly spills to my knees, my false teeth hang from my jaws like a Venus flytrap. I don't have a set yet, but I press my hand into hers, salt to her salt. I look around, beginners asleep in the arms of their partners, pantyhose twisted around ankles, polyester slacks puddled to shoes. Relax, our teacher scolds again. My pompadour collapses. My intestines sink even further down into the silken cavern. And across the country, at that financial moment, my mutual funds flatten to 4%. I think the older set understands that joke. I struggle with gravity, the mean stepsister of age, and struggle with my teacher who spins me away, then back into her arms, mambo kings to her hips, the fire stump of a cha-cha in her feet, and timbales and trumpets going wild. I can't keep up. She dips me like an ironing board, blood rushing to my head, scared that I'll fall and be run over by the trample of the beat. In time, I'll be that body near the fire exit, the door nailed closed, and black smoke rising from a burning heart. Yeah.